Don't you see how important it is for to believe God has spoken, to believe that we can understand what he's had to say, and then that we're responsible to obey what he's had to say, and that not only can we understand what he's had to say and obey what he's had to say, but other people can too. And that means we all should. And that means when people don't, they are wrong. And that means if we're going to be true to God and true to them, we'll help them to see how wrong they are and help them to see what's right and set the example, God helping us. Oh, how we need to be impressed by things like that. We've believed them, taught them for years. But how easy it is for us to lose the fire of it, shall I say, to lose the thrill of it. Historically, religious movements start out with people being persecuted for not going along with the old, maybe cold, formal, dead, immoral, domineering religious movement. They come out of it. They're different. They're persecuted. They're thrilled with what truth they see. They suffer for what they see. They're a strong, united force. And then they begin to grow, and the next generation comes along, and they're not persecuted. It doesn't cost them to stand for what they believe. And they're not as clear in what they believe because they haven't had to fight the battles that their parents fought in coming out of the false systems. And so it has a little bit less meaning for them. And then there's another generation and another generation. It is the history of religious movements of starting and deterioration, deterioration, deterioration. Some of us here are, I say us, not meaning myself personally, some of us here, though, are fourth generation. I guess we probably have four generations represented here among us this morning of people who profess to believe the things we profess, the truths that we see, the walk that we're endeavoring to follow. Will it be with us as with the religious systems, man-made systems, that there is a growing coldness and a lessening of awareness of the Lord, of his word, of what he's had to say, and of what we're here for, and the privilege of being identified with him? Let it bring suffering if it will. Is there a growing coldness? We're told in the word of God that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is abounding. What's it doing to you? What's it doing to me? Do you realize the need, the importance, the significance of getting to meetings like right here this morning, of taking time with other Christians to go over portions of God's word that apply to what's going on around you in the world? Well, you don't need it because you're not messed up in any of those things. Well, haven't you any concern for somebody else? Don't you want to help them? And how do you know you're not messed up in something if you haven't read and studied your Bible for yourself? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Study to show thyself. I like to emphasize that. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Prove all things. Hold fast. Hold fast. Don't let it slip. Don't let it get away from you. Hold fast to that which is good. May God help us to obey that. We're held by him, all right, so far as our eternal salvation is concerned. But we need to do some holding, too. And by his help and grace, we can.